The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
From the creators of Strange Air, this is Trap Street. Episode 4, Red Hair and Green Eyes.
Wait, I can explain everything.
Leave me alone. You're a strange person and I'm starting to get freaked out.
I'll tell you what, give me 5 minutes to explain. That's it, just 5 minutes. When you think about how many minutes there are in the course of a lifetime, 5 minutes is practically nothing. It's a drop in the ocean.
5 minutes?
That's it. Just 200 seconds.
300.
Really? Oh. Yeah, I guess that's right. Damn. I got a lot on my mind these days.
And when you're done?
With what?
The 5 minutes.
Oh, right. Well, one of two things will happen. You'll be curious to learn more, or I'll go back to San Francisco and you'll never see me again. Deal?
I guess.
Great.
Let's sit over there.
Perfect. I love picnic tables.
No, not that one. This one.
What's the difference?
And your 5 minutes begins now.
Right. Okay. A few days ago, I received an email from someone I don't know. It had an attachment. When I opened the email, that attachment downloaded itself to my desktop without me clicking on anything.
I don't think that's possible.
But it happened, and the attachment was a picture. A picture of a woman with red hair and green eyes. Here it is.
I don't understand.
That's you, right?
Yes, but I don't remember taking this.
Well, you're staring right at the camera, like you're posing.
Hit the brakes. I'm not posing. I'm working. That's my dorm room in the background. That picture was taken on my webcam.
And this whole mystery just got a little bit creepier.
Why would someone send this to you?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Do we know each other? Have we met?
I don't think so.
Where did you grow up?
San Francisco. I've lived in the Bay Area my entire life. What about you?
I grew up in Portland, and I used to spend my summers here. Where did you go to school?
UC Berkeley?
I was a history major at Brown.
Where's that?
Rhode Island?
That doesn't sound like we crossed paths.
There's something I don't understand. How did you know I was here in Ocean Bay? All you had was that picture of me without a name or anything, and I don't have any social media accounts.
Good question. There was a second image hidden behind the first.
Another picture?
No. A map.
You're kidding.
I've never even heard of this town until that email showed up. And that's actually a very famous map. It was painted as a mural by a woman named...
Yes, I know all of that.
Are my 5 minutes up?
So someone sent a picture of me with a map of Ocean Bay. This person obviously wanted you to come here and find me. The question is why?
And the answer is unknown.
I guess you're not a crazy person.
No, I'm more of a confused person.
When I was a little girl, I was obsessed with two types of books. Stories about the past and Nancy Drew.
I was more of a Stephen King fan.
You know what? This might be connected to a project I'm working on.
What kind of project?
That reminds me. I have a meeting in Portland today and I'm running late.
When are you coming back?
Tonight.
So let's meet for dinner. We could eat at Harry's Fish Market and you can tell Charlie I'm not crazy.
No, I'll be too tired. And I'm not really sure I trust you. This could all be some kind of weird game you made up.
I completely understand. I'm a handsome stranger who just popped into your life with a story that sounds totally insane.
Handsome?
But I'm only here for a few days, and then I have to go back home. So maybe if the two of us just talk it out, we'll come up with an answer?
I have an idea. Do you like getting up real early?
It's my second favorite thing.
What's your first?
Anything else.
1240 KAB Radio, Ocean Bay.
Good morning, Ocean Bay. This is 1240 KAB Radio. I'm Maddie Smith, and today is the first day of autumn. If the cooling weather puts you in the mood to be charitable, there's a cleanup crew working today on the area around our beautiful historic museum, and that includes the stretch of beach that's right behind it. The Ocean Bay Museum isn't the Guggenheim, but it's ours, so let's get that girl cleaned up. This is a big week, and I'm sure we all want her looking her best. If you're interested in volunteering, just go on down and check in with Mickey. He'll take all the help he can get, and they'll be there today and tomorrow.
Hi.
Good morning.
You here to volunteer?
Yeah, Marie Claire asked me to come down. I'm Josh.
Right. You're the guy from San Francisco. Thanks for helping out. My name's Mickey.
Ah, it's a cool name.
It was my dad's idea. He was a big fan.
Of the mouse?
No, of the baseball player.
Right, of course. Sorry.
Here, take these gloves. And if you get thirsty, we have plenty of water right over there.
Thanks.
You mind if I ask you a question?
Nope, go ahead.
Are you two... you know.
Oh, got it. No, we just met.
I was just curious.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll see you later. We're having pizza at noon.
Sounds good.
Josh, come join me. Good morning.
That guy Mickey likes you.
I know.
Do you like him?
I'm not sure, Josh. Let me think about it, and I'll pass you a note during homeroom.
Sorry.
What's the plan?
Put on those gloves and help me with these weeds.
What do I do? Just pull them out?
First, you have to loosen the soil around the weed, then twist and yank.
That's it?
That's it.
So, why are we doing this?
This museum is almost as old as Ocean Bay, and she's being considered for landmark status. We've got some state officials coming down for an inspection, so we're doing our best to make her look presentable.
What if they say no?
Then we're royally screwed, because the building needs a lot of work, and we won't be able to get the grants we need to pay for that work without landmark status.
I'm surprised you care so much about such an old building.
History matters, Josh. People are way too cavalier about the past.
Right. I forgot. You're a history major.
And I love this town. I've been coming here since I was a little girl.
How come? Why here?
My grandmother was born here in Ocean Bay, and she never left. Spending the summers with her gave me memories that made me the person I am today.
A girl standing in the dirt yanking out weeds?
A woman who knows the past can determine our future. That's why museums are so important. Even little ones like this. And the Ocean Bay Museum means a lot to me. It deserves landmark status. It would just kill me if the building fell apart because no one can afford to take care of it.
Wow.
What?
You're very passionate about this.
Would you like to know why?
Sure.
Meet me back here at 3, and I'll show you.
Hey, Josh, good to hear from you. What's the noise in the background?
I'm having coffee at the local Pelican.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. When I'm in the mood for caffeine, I always think of Pelicans.
It's actually kind of cool. They've got all this ocean stuff all over the walls.
Fascinating. All right, so how's the investigation going?
Not bad. I just spent the entire morning cleaning up outside of an old building that's falling apart.
And why would you do that?
Because I think it's part of the solution.
Really? All right, I'm curious. Tell me more.
Well, the old building is the local museum, and the people here are trying to get it landmark status so they can save it by applying for some grants.
What you just said might be the most boring sentence I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. But listen to this. The woman who's leading the charge has red hair and green eyes.
I get it. You found her.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, she's really something.
But wait, hang on a second. Are you telling me this whole mystery is about getting landmark status for some old museum in the middle of nowhere?
Maybe.
I am so disappointed.
How come?
Well, because I was hoping for like a Dan Brown-style thriller where you're running around the Pacific Northwest trying to solve puzzles while an albino killer tries to kill you.
I wasn't hoping for that.
And what you just described sounds more like a half-assed fundraising scheme.
I know, but if it's just about money, why would they target me? I'm practically broke. You have like twice as much money as I do.
Actually, I have more than twice, but that's not really important right now.
She told me she didn't know anything about the email.
Who said that?
The woman with red hair and green eyes.
Oh yeah, she's lying.
I don't think so.
Has she asked you for money?
No, she just asked me to yank some weeds.
Dude, that is how it starts. First you're yanking weeds, then you're writing checks.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, well, here's what I think. Your name somehow ended up on a list of possible donors, and everyone on that list received the same email you got. They probably thought it was a cute way to attract attention.
That doesn't explain the attachment downloading itself or the weird glow.
Please, that was just window dressing, and Athena wasn't worried about it, right?
I don't know, Rich. Something feels off here.
Dude, at least you got some answers. Mission accomplished. Now come straight home.
Why? What's the rush?
Well, there's a temp job opening up here next week, and it's the kind of thing that you could do. We need someone for like 6 months, it pays well, and I can get you hired.
Really?
Yeah, look, the job will give you some stability, and then you can start looking for a new place before your mom throws you out. Hello? You there?
I'm thinking about sticking around a little longer.
Why?
No reason.
Oh, is she that gorgeous in real life?
Stop.
It's a simple question.
Oh, look, I gotta go. The pizza just got here, and when we're done, Marie Claire wants to show me something inside the museum.
Ah, so that's her name, Marie Claire.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Josh and Marie Claire sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage.
Hi, remember me?
Oh, it's you. The guy who gave me that stupid candle.
What? You didn't like it?
The candle smells like toe jam.
Oh. Sorry, Henrietta said that
MC is inside waiting for you.
Thanks.
Hi, Josh.
Wow. This museum is much nicer than I expected.
I told you she was special.
Too bad about that wall over there. What happened?
Ugh. It's called weathering. The salt from the ocean air gets inside porous material like these bricks. It's what makes them crumble. You know, and it's only gonna get worse. This whole building is a ticking time bomb.
Sorry to hear that.
So, did you bring the map from the email?
Yeah, of course. Here it is.
You're not very observant. are you?
What do you mean?
Turn around.
Oh, wow. I don't believe it.
The map's been here since 1956.
It's beautiful. It's so large, I can't believe it takes up the entire wall.
That mural is the museum's most popular item.
And if I remember correctly, it was painted by a woman named Gertrude Henderson?
I know. She was my grandmother.
Oh, so that's why you're so passionate about saving the museum. If this building falls apart, the mural would be destroyed.
Exactly.
I don't know much about painting, but the details here are incredible.
Maps are art. The dimensions, the colors, they all matter.
The only problem is I still don't get why someone wanted the two of us to meet. And was the map a hint about where I could find you, or does it have some hidden meaning?
There has to be some connection between us, or between you and this town. What? Why are you staring at me?
Be honest. Did you send me that email because you thought I could help out with a donation or something?
Are you serious?
I was just asking.
Oh, well, let me ask you this. Are you rich?
Not even close.
Then no. You're way off base.
Really?
And you've got a lot of nerve coming at me like that. I'm the one who should be suspicious of you, not the other way around.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I don't even know you.
Well, let's fix that. How about dinner tonight? Maybe we can figure this thing out with the help of some red wine and good food.
I can't. I have a ton of work that needs to get done before these officials get here.
I completely understand.
But how about this? The cleanup crew has only one more day of work left, and we could use your help. How do you feel about joining us for another round?
Sure. Count me in.
Great. We'll talk more then.
Hi, Josh. I just left some fresh towels in your room.
Thanks.
And I owe you an apology with a capital A.
For what?
For thinking you were a perv.
Oh, right.
I saw you working with MC this morning. I guess you had a good reason for wanting to meet up with someone who has red hair and green eyes.
It's no big deal.
Just so you know, I gave you the extra fluffy towels that don't smell like bleach.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
It was the Christian thing to do. Wait, I almost forgot.
What's that?
Your friend came by earlier.
My friend?
Yes, he was really tall and really skinny, kind of like a scarecrow, and he was about the same age as you.
I don't know anyone like that.
And there's one more thing. I think he was...
What?
Homeless.
Really?
Yes, he was a little dirty and he smelled bad.
Hmm. Did you get his name?
I asked, but he said you would know and that he would just see you later.
All right, thanks.
And he had a picture of you.
A picture?
Yes, it wasn't very flattering. You were just staring at the camera with a blank look on your face.
That is so weird.
So, are you enjoying your trip to Ocean Bay?
Trap Street was written and directed by Tony Martinez. The show was produced by Michael P. Greco and Tony Martinez. Starring Michael P. Greco as Josh Mayfield, Lindsay Elston as MC Henderson. Featuring Dale Ingram, Rena Marie Villano, Samantha Turrett. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. And remember, maps have secrets.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay, okay.
In a dangerous new world.
While we can see the helicopters coming in, it looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live-action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just Carl.
I'm Myrna.
Grand Chicken.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Well, look for us.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight. Available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
Dumb Dragons Production.